This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And American makes four this afternoon. American Airlines joined Delta, United, and JetBlue in bumping their checked bag fees. $5, $25 to $30 for the first bag, $35 to $40 for the second. And yes, sure, this is a straight-up business story. $5 times a gazillion passengers does well for a bottom line, right? But really, it's all about consumer incentives and behavioral economics. Marketplace's Renata Sego is on it.
Your extra $5 for checked bags will add up for the airlines. U.S. domestic carriers raked in $2.4 billion from baggage fees the first half of this year alone, according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. But for travelers with a loyalty card or airline-branded credit card, those fees can be avoided. And cards and memberships are more valuable to air carriers than baggage fees themselves. George Hobica is the founder of the travel site Airfare Watchdog. He says for travelers who want to check bags, signing up for a card
that can pay for itself in just one trip.
Eric Deckers flies Delta a few times a year. He has a Delta loyalty card and could check bags for free, but
I never check a bag. I always pack a carry-on.
He says he doesn't want to risk his bag getting lost or have to wait for it by the carousel. Travel industry analyst Henry Hardeveld with Atmosphere Research Group says he's not surprised carriers are raising checked bag fees again. Bottom line,
we can't travel naked.
And it's profitable.
It's a high margin product for the airlines to sell. And the airlines are a monkey see, monkey do business.
But when bag fees go up, he says so do travelers' expectations. They want faster bag arrival and fewer lost bags. So whether you bring it on board, pay the extra $5, or opt for a card membership, you need something to wear when you get there. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.